Live from Next Gen Studios, this is The Sports Page.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to The Sports Page on Next Gen Media. I am Ashton Nix.
I'm Stephen A. Smith's hairline.
And I'm Patrick.
That's just wrong. I mean, that's probably the best thing he's got going for him.
The best thing he has going for him?
I mean, I'm not really a Stephen A. Smith fan.
Well, it's constantly falling back. Nobody's really a Stephen A. Smith fan.
I don't think Stephen A. Smith is a Stephen A. Smith fan. He sits there and watches his show and tells him how much he sucks.
Exactly. It's like you could have got the hair and makeup team to bring down the hairline a little bit further.
Well, this isn't Stephen A. Smith's show. This is, again, is The Sports Page.
What's up?
Happy Saturday. Happy beautiful Saturday here in North Texas. Very sunny. No rain.
Oh, God.
Or maybe very. I'm sure it rained somewhere. You know, spotty rain, but hasn't been raining.
Rain here.
Yeah, it's just been raining constantly for about a week on and off for about probably a month. But today, beautiful fall weather here in North Texas. You can listen to us, listen to The Sports Page live every Saturday at 7, or stream us anytime on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or by searching Next Gen Media. Also follow us on Facebook at Next Gen TX and at Sports Page Radio.
I thought you were an advertisement for a minute there.
Yeah, I mean, I sound pretty good, don't I? Pretty professional.
I wouldn't say that, but I thought you were an advertisement. All right, man. Because you said, listen to The Sports Page. You sound like one of our commercial
things. Thank you.
So
I'm going to take that as a compliment. That's what she said.
Wow.
Ooh. That was a good one.
Okay. Jumping into the biggest sports story. They say story. Just anything. I mean, anything. Cowboys is always top of the sports stories here in DFW. Last week, the Cowboys beat the Jaguars 40-7. Nobody saw that coming. Everyone pretty much thought they'd lose by double digits. They knew they wouldn't score more than 20 points, maybe.
Yeah.
Somehow, the Cowboys muster up 40 points. Defense does great. Dak does pretty good. He didn't throw for 200 yards, but he rushed for 83 yards. I don't have that number in front of me.
Is that what you want to see from Dak from now on?
Yeah, I've been saying it the whole season. If Dak runs, it opens up the offense because first the defense has to decide whether Zeke's running or Dak's throwing the ball. But then when you throw that other element into it, Dak can go off for 30 yards on a run.
Yeah.
Any given time, as can Zeke. So that's a couple different factors you're looking for. And it makes them back off a little bit. So that helps Zeke out because there may be a couple of players that they can get more focused on Dak. Mm-hmm. It kind of splits it up a little bit. And then, as we see, he can throw down the field.
I think it helps for a good surprise element because since we have not seen Dak actually run the ball a whole lot of times, it's like when you see that opening, take it.
So, and a couple of times this year, we'll see it on a random drive. He'll run a couple randomly. Times, be real specific, be real real successful, and then for some reason it just goes away. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not trying to critique him too much because they are professional. They're a professional football organization, and there's got to be something I'm missing, but it just seems...
somebody's telling him not to run?
I'm not sure.
I understand how valuable the quarterback is and how they want him to be protected and stuff. But if he has a spot to run through, like if they create a hole for him, like
all in college. It's not like he doesn't know how to run and slide at the right place, you know, and protect himself. And even Garrett in the press conference after the game was asked, are you okay with him running as much as he did? He had no problem with it.
So then where is the problem?
I mean, even if he runs for 2 yards and gets tackled, I think that's still, you know...
It's something.
It shows the defense that they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know...
anticipated.
If you go before the game and you know Dak's not going to run the ball whatsoever, that's one less thing they have to worry about. Even if he doesn't run more than two or three times, maybe has 10 yards throughout the whole game. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to go for 50, 60, 70 yards every game to be successful or to make it effective. It just...
I don't think anybody expects him to go 50, 60 yards.
I mean, in an entire game, not one time. He had 80-something yards this last game, and he doesn't have to do that every time. Mm-hmm. But if he runs one play for 5 yards, and the next time it opens up something just a little bit where they hesitate and don't go after Zeke, and Zeke's able to break it for a touchdown or first down or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, it works. Also, their defense... has been surprising. We all knew their defense was going to be good going this year. They've invested so many draft picks on their defense the last few years. And their defense statistically is the number one defense in the league. And this week against the Redskins, tomorrow, they're going to have their full defense. Everyone's starting for the first time this year.
Oh, really?
David Irving was suspended the first four games. He didn't play the fifth game. I guess he wasn't in shape or ready or... not sure what all that was about. And then Sean Lee got hurt in week two, and he didn't play, hasn't played up until this week, but he's been cleared. So you have, talent-wise, the best defense on the field the Cowboys have fielded all year. So mm-hmm. I'm not worried about the defense at all. I just think Dak has to be decent. And they're good. I mean, their offensive line is better than we thought it would be without Travis Frederick. So, really, I mean, Tavon Austin's probably going to be out.
You said this makes the Cowboys half and half, right? You said 3-3?
Yeah, they're 3-3 right now. And Washington's kind of had a similar type year. Their wins have been really good, but their losses have been really bad, mm-hmm. like the Cowboys. They've had a bye week, so they're 3-2. But I think... I haven't looked at any odds or Vegas or anything like that, but I think the Cowboys should be favored in this game. Just based on their defense, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just based on their defense. I'm sure Washington's favored just because they have a better record. But, I mean, even if you hear Washington radio personalities, they don't have too much confidence in this game. They're almost just as hard on their team as they are in the Cowboys. At least the Cowboys are filling up their stadium. Redskins are having, like, issues with attendance. A lot of people are coming to their games. It should be a full house for this game just because half the stadium will probably be Cowboys fans.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
All the time.
But the Cowboys have not done good on the road. They're 0-3 on the road this year. So, you know, just like every other Cowboy game this year, who knows what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. This could be like a 10-9 score. I could see it being in the high 20s for both teams. Don't think it's going to be another blowout. I'm not even going to try to predict the score for this game.
So what are your expectations offensive-wise? Like, what are you wanting to see? Do you want to see more Dak running? Do you want to see Zeke take control?
I still want them to throw it on Zeke.
Yeah.
Throw it on his back. I do want Dak to run just to have that other element and try to throw the ball downfield. The only shovel passes I want him to throw are to Zeke, because that seems to work sometimes, but I'm tired of the 5-6 yard passes, you know. But
it's like taking a baby step, like throw the down ball.
Yeah, and we've seen it. He can throw the ball downfield accurately sometimes. That, and also college football going on today. Number 9 Oklahoma blows out TCU 52-27. Not really any good games in the early part of the day, all pretty much blowouts. And the Longhorns are off, so it's kind of a boring college football day anyways. So, you want to jump into
Full Court Press?
Full Court Press.
We can. I don't got no sounds. I don't got no drops. I
was about to point to Patrick, and he still hasn't gotten anything for us.
You can give me the... I don't know. No. That we are not using.
What was that?
NBA like on Dream of Genie or? CBS, I think.
That's what it sounded like. But you need to give me like the the old school Nike commercial
where they're bouncing the balls and making the beat.
Or you can get the Scary Movie one.
That's right. We were talking about that. We just completely abandoned it.
You just forgot about it. You just didn't. It's okay. I know you don't like me. It's all right. Well, first off, in Full Court Press, we're just going to do some quick updates and some kind of predictions here and there. NBA opening week did start. The Mavs had their home opener, tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
Happening tonight.
Happening tonight. Do you have any predictions there?
I don't even. This is a young team. It's a different team. I thought they were going to be a lot better. After their first game, they lose 121 to 100. Although they did score 100 points, their offense is there. Mm-hmm. Doncic did good. Dennis Smith Jr. did okay. DeAndre Jordan did pretty good. Had double-digit rebounds. He had a double-double.
Well, defense definitely needs some help.
Yeah, and DeAndre Jordan's kind of the anchor there. He's not a strong offensive player. But, of course, you have Dirk out, which didn't – I mean – Dirk's kind of there for leadership purposes.
That's a playmaker.
Yeah, he's not even a starter anymore. But yeah, he's still out for a couple weeks.
So we'll see how they go. I mean, do you have any hope or faith?
I think they're an eighth seed in the playoffs. Hopefully, that's what I think. I don't think they can get much higher than that. But if everything goes well, I think they're at least in the conversation for playoffs.
Okay.
I mean, they've already traded their pick away for this year, and it's a top five protected pick. So unless they get a top five pick, they don't get to keep it anyways. So I think they're done tanking.
Yeah.
So.
Well, in other young team news, Boston Celtics, they win against the Philadelphia 76ers 105-87. Right now, everybody is healthy. Hopefully, we keep that same energy for the rest of the season. Don't know, but I don't know what it was. Kyrie Irving kind of struggled with some of his key shots. He wasn't too good in the paint, but he did hook a couple of three-pointers in that game. But it was like everybody else was like around him was helping a lot more, like scored a lot more than you would have thought they would have. And it's fine because, you know, Kyrie was out like a good couple of games last season, so... You know, him coming back, I guess it's him trying to get his groove. But it didn't seem like his shot was there. So, hopefully they get it together.
It's early in the season.
It's still
early. I mean, most of these players don't play in summer league. And
true.
They're trying to get their chemistry going.
True. Now, also, a big surprise. Well, not much of a surprise, but Kawhi Leonard. He had a really great game with the Toronto Raptors. They won their game against the Cavaliers. I know it was 116-104. And they also had another game against the Celtics where they won 113-101. So he is coming out the gate like slamming down. So it almost makes me feel like they will be up against Boston in the playoffs, like top two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's kind of what we talked about, I think, two shows ago when we did this.
No, we said Houston.
No, I'm talking about in the East.
Oh.
In the East.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Boston and Philadelphia was kind of in that mix, but I think we were talking Boston, Toronto. Do you think the Cavs are kind of up there?
I think the Cavs are done.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. It's hard when you have LeBron. You may have a good team outside of LeBron, but it's hard to tell.
They play very lazily. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was because LeBron's not there or because, you know, they're trying to fill things out. They're trying to find out who's the new guy, you know. But it does not look like they have one yet. It looks like they're just playing and there's no real, like, leader of the team. There's no head honcho yet. So... I don't know. They might be kind of lost.
Kyrie Irving may want to go back.
this might be his chance to go back, but I think he wants to prove something to the Celtics and like shows that he's that guy there before he goes back to the Cavaliers.
I guess when I think Celtics, I think like he's probably the guy, but
Gordon Hayward is like.
Yeah, right that's there. It's split there. I mean, in Cleveland, he was the guy till LeBron came back, kind of pushed him out. And Boston with such a rich history in basketball, it's hard to make an impact like that. Cleveland, they kind of worship you.
I didn't even think about that. You know what? He might go back after a while because, you know, his jersey will go up. People take that out of retirement.
Yeah, yeah. Their standards are a lot different in Cleveland than in Boston, unless you win a couple championships, which he has a better shot in Boston than in Cleveland. But maybe after you see what Cleveland is this year, and if, you know, things are kind of testy in Boston. You never know.
Yeah. Now, I mean, Golden State won their game against Oklahoma City. That's no surprise. It was 108-100. They are, well, fun fact, they are projected for the third straight year in a row to win the finals. Which is no surprise, but it's the first time it's happened in 30 years. So,
well, it's the first time you had arguably the four top players in your starting lineup.
They're still talking about KD might leave the Warriors, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, I think last year, no, they may have five of the top because DeMarcus Cousins is there. So,
true.
Yeah, I think they had four of the top. I want to say like eight or nine best players. Like, you know, they do the top 100 players, whatever. And DeMarcus Cousins was a top 10 player last year. So, I mean,
it's no surprise to anybody, but like, I guess.
Are there any Golden State starter that doesn't make the All-Star team this year?
Starter?
Yeah.
No.
All five. Now, I'm not saying they start in the All-Star game, but you think all five of them will be an All-Star?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. See, it's hard to call that, but then you really, you know, then I mean, it's
you
got to
think of that starting lineup.
Like, I mean, when you win a championship, then they lost to Cleveland, but you make two straight finals appearances, then you get arguably the best player in the league, Kevin Durant, and then you win two more championships, and then you get maybe not the best player, but arguably the best center in the league. Into DeMarcus Cousins. It's just LeBron might as well go play
super
there.
Super team.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron wants to make his team, which we're going to get into now. The Lakers went against the Trailblazers and lost 128-119.
Is there defense anywhere? I mean, was there a game that somebody didn't score 100 points?
No.
Is there defense anywhere
else? Almost no game that I saw. Nobody, you know.
I remember back in the day, it was the early 2000s, like it was Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki, Michael Finley. If the Mavericks scored 100 points, everyone in the arena got like a free burrito or something from Taco Bell. Something like that. But now it's just like if you don't score 100, it's like what happened?
Did you do all night?
Yeah.
You were tired. But
it was a free chalupa. That's
LeBron had a good game. LeBron, he scored 26 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, which is no surprise. But you could tell that his team needed to mesh well. They need more time to see what he's seeing on the field. Because there were 6 turnovers by LeBron's cause. And it was because he would do like a behind the back throw, or he would push the ball pass and it would go into the stands or go to the other side. Somebody would see another play before, you know, his teammate saw it. So it was like, I guess the young guns, they just need to pay attention, like check just, up to
it's
him.
Like they were chemistry.
It's all about chemistry.
It's going to take a lot more time.
I'm not going to really – I wouldn't complain after a couple of games. But after – I mean, because it's not going to matter. If they're going to make the playoffs, games here and there I don't think really matter. Because LeBron's definitely – he cools it a little bit during the regular season. He's a playoff player.
Yeah.
But it's on him if he doesn't well, – if he's the leader, if he's not able – but the coach definitely should be like, LeBron's our guy.
Of course.
And
of course.
We're running our offense around him no matter what. If you can't run his offense, you're not going to be here very much longer.
Yeah. Now, the Lakers fans are split, okay? You got one side of the light saying, okay, well, LeBron, he should, you know, have everybody on point. And then you got the other side saying, like, give them time to mesh. But that same other side that's saying, you know, give it time, they're also saying, like, he should have played more in the preseason. When we debated that, like, he didn't necessarily need to.
He shouldn't. Yeah, they
he
would,
didn't necessarily need they to. They would. Because those weren't all that.
So their point, that would help them mesh better. It would give them better chemistry. But like I said, how many games is that? Four or five? If it takes them If it takes them five or six regular season games to get on sync to where they're at, okay, who cares? Unless they miss the playoffs by five games or three games or whatever.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have mattered anyways because they would get swept in the first round by Golden State.
Now, this raises the other argument that's coming up. So, there is a lot of hype about the fact that LeBron has a better supporting cast in the Lakers than he did with the Cavaliers. Now, I do see where they are right because, like, you got to think, the Cavaliers – like, all of those guys are, like, 30 and above. They kind of hit that well-seasoned gap. They're not going to get any better than they are now. Like, they have what they have. But this team, you got a whole bunch of 25, 26, 27-year-olds that are coming out the gate out of college wanting to play, wanting to get their gripes up.
And that's why they're out of sync. I mean, exactly. They don't – you're not going to be a superstar on LeBron James' team.
Exactly.
If you're going to play with him, you're going to be a role player.
So and I think this it's hard is giving to be, them that time.
Talent
though.
Is only going to help you so much in a role player's position. You have to have the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the seasoned. I mean, I think you put Dirk on a LeBron team, assuming he's good enough to get usable minutes,
mm-hmm.
It would make Dirk play differently. It would make LeBron play differently with Dirk. It's not about necessarily the talent. You need a certain talent level, of course, but it's all about the experience.
Well, I feel that like this gives him a better supporting cast because he's able to mold them into the type of player that he wants them to be.
Long term, yes.
Yeah, he can't do that with the Cavaliers. He can't. Like, he can, but you got a lot of big egos that were like the Kyries. You have somebody saying, you know, you're not going to tell me what to do. Like, I know what I'm doing, right?
Yeah. And
so,
and that helps out. In Cleveland, every year that they didn't win the championship or they did win the championship, mm-hmm. you saw that window closing. It's only going to be there for a certain amount of time exactly. because they're older. It's the opposite here. You may not win a championship in the next 1, 2, or 3 years, but you're constantly improving. And like you said, LeBron's ever had somebody that played with him for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. So I honestly feel like the statement is true. Like this team, when they actually get the mesh, and LeBron even said that it's kind of like instant oatmeal. Like it's not, well, he said it's not like instant oatmeal with he's used this quote before. He's saying like you think you can pop it in and 5 minutes, you know, it'd be done. He was like, but you know, it's going to take some time. This is like the real deal oatmeal. Like, it has like, to soak the oats in him.
Like no self-respecting Southerner uses instant grits.
Exactly. Yeah, and you take a few years from now when he's kind of at the end of his career, he's still going to be one of the best players. But he's going to need his team to help be around him and player and help him out. And players that have been on his team for
mm-hmm.
multiple years who are – in their prime and have the experience of playing with him is going to help out. So I think this is kind of extending his career a little bit rather than jumping from team to team to team in the last 3-4 years of his career, exactly. trying to win one more championship.
Now I will say one thing. I do not like the fact that right now these guys can't shoot threes. Like every time they had the opportunity to, it seemed like they were kind of scared to go for it because I guess they were told like LeBron's the guy, pass LeBron the ball. And like who was it? Rondo? I want to say it was Rondo. that, you know, like he would be like, you know, pass me the ball, pass me the ball. And like, literally, they'll be like, you know, hesitant. And then there goes a turnover. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on now. Like, if you see it opening, go for it. LeBron isn't going to care. But in the same breath, in that game, the Trailblazers had, they had Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and Nick Stauskas all blazing threes. Like, every time LeBron would be, you know, taking a bench break, taking a 5-minute break, you know, I just need to catch my breath, I need to chill, they would be up by three. No, they would be up by like five or six or whatever. And then literally when he would come off the bench, he would have to make up for that 3-point deficit that they shot enough threes to get over. I was like, damn. So I do want them to start getting outside the key, because I mean, the 3-pointers is what's going to help you get forward. It's going to be what, you know, take the damn shot if you can take the shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And LeBron teams have typically been good at that. That's kind of, that was the forte of the Heat for those 4 years.
Exactly.
That's kind of frustrated you. They had so many different people that could shoot a three. That could make the three. Yeah.
I mean, they scored 70 points in the key alone, but it's like, come on now, play the game. Like, they want, if you want to win, you have to take those outside chances. So that's all I have for Full Court Press. We'll keep up with all of that, and we are going to take a quick break.
Yes, and coming up, you can make the choice: getting caught by Google Maps for cheating, or filling up your rear end with gasoline.
Idiot of the Week.
That's coming up on Idiot of the Week, Next Gen Media, the sports page. Find us on Facebook at Next Gen TX.
Tune in to The Teapot for a taste of pop culture, relationship talk, social awareness, and more. Wednesdays on Next Gen Media.
That's my show. I'm Sean Nichols, and you're listening to Next Gen Media.
This is Ashton from The Sports Page, and you can listen to my other show, The Late Night Sports Mix, every Friday at 11 o'clock on Next Gen Media.
I'm Lachey Simon, and you're listening to The Sports Page, only on Next Gen Media.
We are back on Sports Page after that brief break. And now it's time for the world famous Idiot of the Week.
What the hell is wrong with you people? Go, dumbass!
Ooh, I'm so excited.
It's that time again. It's coming close to close of another show. Idiot of the Week. You're going to have to remind me, who was Idiot of the Week last time?
It was... Oi.
Was it the one? No. The guy who ran out of gas? That was a couple of shows ago.
I want to say the last one... The winner...
Just to recap everybody who wasn't was listening last week.
Ghost Guy.
Meh.
Ghost Guy.
Oh, the ghost planted the meth in the guy's house. Ghost planting the meth, yeah. Well, meth might have back-to-back Idiot of the Weeks. But I'm proud to say that only one of these three stories has anything to do with drugs. So that's kind of a difference here.
Whereas two stories last time had to do with drugs.
Let's go ahead and jump into the first story. Man divorces wife after catching her cheating on Google Maps. If it'll let me click on it. I guess not. And I read this story before, and there's going to be a lot of questions here. It didn't get real into specifics, but it kind of gives you the gist.
It is a very short story.
Google Maps isn't just for directions anymore. It can also end your marriage. According to an Australian outlet, news.com.au, a man caught his wife cheating while searching for a location on Google Maps Street View. He was using the app to decide on a tourist destination to take his wife to on vacation, and stumbled upon a woman in an outfit he recognized. Turns out his wife had already been there. Which is kind of weird that you're just randomly searching. I'm thinking like maybe you look at your house. Everyone's looked at their house on Google Maps.
And you see someone else's car there.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Let me finish the story. Put your hand down.
Okay.
While navigating down the Bridge of Sighs in Barranco. A lot of size going on there. In Peru, he saw the woman was sitting on a bench with a man reclined with his head in her lap, both of their faces blurred, as is customary when Google Street View cameras capture a person. While the view only shows a still image, the woman appears to be stroking his hair. The man quickly realized it was his wife based on the clothing and had other physical characteristics. Although the photo was taken in 2013, the man at the center of the story still chose to confront her. The missus. Okay, I guess because it's an Australian outlet.
Come on, sound it out.
The missus admitted to cheating. See, and that's the thing. I had crazy.
Stick to
you
the
have
story.
A blurred face.
Stick to the story. Ugh. No, because you told me I can't raise my hand. So stick to the story. Yeah, finish it.
Questions at the end.
The missus.
And a couple recently divorced.
Uh-huh.
Google Street View, which uses multi-lens cameras mounted on top of their cars to capture every perspective map.
That's all crap.
Okay, Sean, go ahead.
Okay. So, as we see, the picture was taken in 2013. Were they together in 2013?
I mean,
well,
I'm guessing.
He confronted her. And with it being in 2013, so obviously they were together. Okay. And she admitted it was cheating.
Okay.
So they were together, I would think.
So, my other thing is, like,
she's a very bad liar. She has to be. First of all, that's not an outrageous outfit to wear. It's not like, okay, that has to be her. Her face is blurred. I could see that getting, it's at a tourist destination that they're planning on visiting. So we have a lot of plausible deniability. And just because that guy's sitting there, anything could happen. Maybe that guy passed out. You got to come up with some excuses here.
Exactly.
That's like circumstantial evidence at best, and she just admitted to it.
Exactly.
That's I don't condone cheating, by the way.
I'm like looking at the picture, I'm just like, okay, so there's a couple things that could be happening here. But in all honesty, I'm just like, you know, people still have the same clothes from 2013 and 2018. She needs to change out her wardrobe.
Well, not necessarily. If he remembers that outfit from back in 2013.
She needs to change out her wardrobe.
She may have not worn it recently. But this is why I picked her for Idiot of the Week. Not because she got caught by the Google drive-by car, which
he would have never known.
I think might have, should kind of make her an idiot because those things are obvious when you see them.
You don't know when they come up. What you gonna do? Push him off your lap and then run away? Then it's gonna see you
but
running away.
She's the nominee for Idiot of the Week because that's all he had on her. I would have just turned that around. Like, what's wrong with you? I've never even been to Peru.
See, that's
well, but see, that's something that can be checked though, because you would have a passport stamp.
Passaporta.
Well, see, here's my thing, too.
I mean,
not true.
You don't have to have a passport stamp. Because if you go with your birth certificate and your driver's license, it still is good and you don't get no stamp.
But still, though.
Uh-huh.
Where was he in all this? If she's in another country, they're thinking about visiting, and she's cheating on him. That means they're together at the time. Does he know she's in Peru?
That's what I'm like. Because
he must have not known where she was if he's looking up information.
Exactly. I'm like,
I'd go, hey.
I don't get it. This is fake news. I don't get it. Why would you be like, oh, she's already been there? I mean, you would have known that your girl went to Peru before and went to this
tourist
attraction.
There's so many things that don't add up. Why would you admit to that? Why would you admit to this? Unless she just felt guilty about it.
She went on a business trip in 2013 and all of a sudden. I guess.
Awesome. People don't cheat on business trips.
Don't get caught.
So
caught. Yeah. Like I said, you want her to.
But is that not like
push him off her
meant
lap
to be caught?
The Google thing.
Of all the things that could have happened, you got caught by the Google Street View.
I mean, it would have been.
It was like meant to be for her to get caught. It's like an act of God to, hey, turn down the street right this time, catch her cheating.
Yeah,
just so her husband can catch her in a few years.
They weren't meant to be together. They weren't.
So that's number one. Story number two. Need the Judge Judy music. Divorce court would actually be very
fitting for this story.
I have
okay.
it.
Okay,
up.
So are we moving?
Oh,
to the
yeah,
meth
Sean,
or
can,
we?
Sean can. No, yeah, meth. Sean can. Okay. Read, so I forgot about that.
All right. Erie, Pennsylvania. Woman high on meth dies after pumping gasoline into her anus. This is going to be fun.
I think that's what she was thinking.
Much like the ghost man that gave that dude meth.
Maybe she was the ghost that gave... Of course, we realize there's a death in this story, and, you know...
She is
the ghost. We have paid our respects, so we can make jokes about this now.
If there was a ghost in the last one, there was also a death.
True.
At some point in time.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Okay. And we will never make fun of dead people if they were sober at the time, but she wasn't, so she relinquishes all rights. Read the fine print.
People. Oh, my God. 32-year-old woman in Erie, Pennsylvania, killed herself after an overdose of meth because she inserted a gas pump nozzle into her anus and began pumping gasoline.
Did she overdose on meth or overdose on gasoline?
It just says overdosed. It says overdose of meth.
I think the gasoline
caused
it. It was probably a combination.
Go ahead,
she didn't overdose. Whatever.
She overdosed on gasoline.
The woman, who is yet to be formally identified by the authorities, is believed to have a record for multiple drug offenses in Pennsylvania. Officials who are now involved in the investigation believe the latest incident caused by the woman overdosing on meth. The victim has been known to abuse multiple substances, but her drug of choice is meth, said one investigator. According to witnesses, the woman ran across several lanes of traffic to the gas station and grabbed a pump nozzle before pulling down her skirt. Horrified motorists looked at this woman as she proceeded to shove the nozzle into her anus and begin pumping gas. Oh, that feel good.
I am glad we are recording.
Is it a female or is it a transvestite? Is she a drag queen?
No, it's a female.
It sounded like a drag queen.
It says, oh, that feels good. She is said to have called out to one of the onlookers who were too shocked to attempt to
stop her. Would you stop her, though, if you saw this? Or just...
Questions will be answered at the
end. I think this might be fake news because there's no video of it. Who would not pull out their phone and... I mean, I don't want to.
Hey, you could go viral off of this kind of video.
Oh, my God. What? Let's stop. Okay. The woman continued to pump gas until the cashier activated the emergency stop. She later collapsed onto the ground, and paramedics were soon on the scene to provide assistance. However, the gasoline had flooded the woman's internal organs after it was absorbed through her rectum. The gasoline entered her bloodstream and had a toxic effect, shutting down her key organs, said one doctor who tried in vain to treat the woman when she arrived to the hospital. Unfortunately, there is nothing they can do for her. So,
laxatives, maybe?
Oh. Reverse stomach pump.
How many gallons was she able to make it in?
I don't know. You know what? My thing is, like, she paid for the gas? Because don't you got to pay for the gas before you start pumping?
Well, it depends. If it's some small stations, it's just, you know, it's to go off the trust.
That's your question. If she's high on meth, willing to do this, you don't think she's willing to swipe her credit card in there to
Let's think about it this way. This is the same town that had that bank robber explosion thingy, like on Netflix. Remember?
Oh, I thought you were about to say the bank robber who switched the
robber. Who? Yeah,
I thought you were talking about the bank robber who switched the
no.
So I was like, really? The whole town of Erie, Pennsylvania.
No, the pizza bomber.
Yeah, that's what it was. The pizza bomber.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It was actually really good. Mm-hmm. But you can tell there's a lot of crazy people that smoke meth because that lady smoked meth.
she looked like it. Yeah.
She at least looked like it. Her and all her friends.
This should be easy now to find these stories. Just look weird stories involving meth.
Just look for, you know, Walter White. You know, he moved out there somewhere.
So should we call it Meth Idiot of the Week?
Why is it all the idiots are smoking meth?
Because no one with any common sense would smoke meth.
Meth makes you do idiotic things. Drugs are bad, okay?
I mean, she would have survived this. She probably would have said the ghost stuck the gas pump. You know, maybe.
So, honestly, and to answer your question, like, if I saw her, would I have stopped her? I think I would be too shocked to do it.
I mean,
after it's already pumped in, it's like, okay, well, I can't stop you.
I would think, like, this might be, because you don't know she's on meth. I mean, you assume she's on something, But it could be one, you know, bath salts or something. She's going to eat your face off. So I would just be like, keep going.
I think I would have been like, is that regular or premium you're using?
I'd be going, chug, chug, chug.
Is it unleaded? Or unleaded plus?
Yeah, might have been diesel.
So yeah, did she grab?
Well, it's like gasoline. Diesel isn't gasoline.
You know what? You know what this reminds me of? You remember when we were watching Strange? No. We were watching Strange Addictions, and you remember that couple that does coffee enemas? Mm-hmm. Man and wife. Oh. They do coffee enemas.
You know what?
That doesn't sound near as bad as the.
But you know what I thought of?
They say, "Oh, that feels good." So it just makes me, you know.
But you know what I thought of when I first read this story?
Huh?
You know what I thought of when I first read this story?
What?
Zoolander.
Where they were playing. Where gasoline. They
had the gas fight, and then the guy was like, "Oh, so let me smoke stupid. A cigarette now."
Oh, that.
Talk about idiots.
I don't think she's necessarily an idiot at this point because it is very idiotic, but this is just a bad choice. If you were going to...
What do you think?
If you were going to...
What do you think idiot of the week is? It's all bad choices.
If you are using meth in any form, that's a bad choice.
So you're thinking the worst we can charge her with right here is she did meth. That's her accusation of idiot of the week.
She thought she could flee with the she thought she had a good enema. Okay, with the gasoline.
Maybe she was running down the street.
Maybe
she's getting tired. Like, darn it, I'm almost out of gas. I better go.
Maybe that's why she ran across the lane. She said, I'm running out of gas.
When you're on meth, right?
She was like, I'm running out of gas. Let me go get some gas.
Wow.
They said she ran across several lanes of traffic. So that means that
she had to go before she ran out of gas. She had to call a tow truck.
She said, my
and
gas
And you don't want that
on.
Hook to...
She said my gas light is on. Maybe her car actually stopped as she was let me go get gas.
She was like, I'll just
carry the only way to carry gas.
She's like, I don't have a gas can.
I'll carry it in my anus and then go put my butt up against my gas tank.
And I'll shit it into my... It'll be all kinds of debris. Ew. We made this story disgusting.
I think we milked it a little
too did.
Much.
We did. So.
All right. So, yeah. So.
Last idiot.
Yeah. So, girl pumping.
At least for this week.
So, wife getting caught by Google Maps.
Cheating.
Woman pumps gas into her anus after taking meth. And the third nominee for idiot of the week, Virginia man allegedly stole 7 right shoes and a Call My Lawyer sweatshirt. So it'd have been so much funner if he was wearing it and that was in his mugshot.
Wait a minute. Wait. Pause. Because I thought it said 7 shoes originally when I read it. But 7 right shoes?
But hey,
I mean, he stole the
Listen
place.
To the story.
Go ahead.
Listen,
go
this ahead. Isn't why he's idiot of the week.
Go.
The last paragraph.
Go.
Okay.
Go.
Virginia store had... Let me put my headphones on. Sorry. A Virginia store has had 20 right foot shoes stolen over the course of 3 break-ins this year. The Roanoke Times reports Roanoke County police arrested 21-year-old Manuel Carlos Ramirez...
Godoy.
In Sunday's burglary of Clean Souls, seizing 7 right foot Nike Air Jordans and a sweatshirt printed with Call My Lawyer. So this time he stole 7, allegedly. Because he wasn't caught in the act. This will go on later in the story. So they're thinking he stole 20 altogether.
Keep going.
A warrant says police found a cash register behind the store along with a backpack containing merchandise worth $5,000 and Ramir Godoy's student ID.
That's the dumb
That's thing. How he got caught. His student ID was left with a bag. Again, we're allegedly. Court records show Ramirez Godoy is charged with grand larceny, destruction of property, and other counts, and possibly idiot of the week. Despite the sweatshirt's instructions, it's unclear whether Ramirez Godoy has a lawyer.
So, even though he had intentions of, you know, taking the shoes, all of them were right shoes, so
they were display shoes.
Obviously, yeah. They were display shoes.
If people don't know, why is he only stealing the right shoes? He's just grabbing displays.
Displays.
Or if he has two right feet.
If they're all Air Jordan.
I think that might be in the story since they caught him. If, you know, he might have two right
feet. He was only running to the right, so that's how they caught him. You ran into a full circle.
Hey, two wrongs do not make a right, but four rights make a left. Three rights make a left.
Four rights make a square.
Yeah, three rights make a left.
Four of them.
So that's what he's doing. He steals three right shoes. He heard that. Mm-hmm. Three rights make a left, so he steals three right shoes. And he's like, okay, now I have a left shoe. Maybe.
I don't.
If he was on meth, it wouldn't make sense.
I don't understand why.
I mean, look at his photo. It's not like he's just this innocent kid that may have been framed because his student ID got...
What? Yeah, I mean, student ID was there. Don't nobody just hold on to somebody else's student ID.
Or maybe he thought, oh, I'll steal the right ones today, and then they have to put another display back out. Maybe they'll put a left one out, and I can steal those later.
No, that doesn't make any sense because he's done this multiple times and stolen all 20 of them right shoes, allegedly.
Maybe he thought if he kept doing it, they'd put a left shoe.
Well, obviously.
Just steal shoes, and eventually he'll start putting them together, and he'll match some shoes up.
Do you not understand what the store policy is? Like, I mean, I guess he doesn't understand.
Maybe he doesn't understand.
But anytime the shoe gets sold, like, they are going to put out
the right shoe.
The right shoe of another size. Like, that, it's not, like, they are never going to put out
the same size.
Probably not.
See, here's the thing. Does it make a difference? Is it kind of like the situation of drugs, if he's intent on selling these, if it makes it worse than just stealing them for himself?
Probably he was not planning on keeping these, because if he planned on selling them, he wouldn't have ever left the backpack with $5,000 worth of merchandise.
So it's possible, you know what I mean, to wear two right shoes just because, I mean, hey, they're Air Jordans. They're probably $150, $200 shoes.
It's possible to wear them, but it's not going to be comfortable.
Unless the one right shoe that you're wearing on your left foot is slightly bigger because it's a different size.
You're going to get corns all over that foot. I don't think you want to do that. What?
Some people be be desperate for.
And you're gonna walk funny, like both shoes are gonna be like to the left. It's gonna be weird. It's like, cause you know, like the right shoe, it has like a small curve to the left. So both shoes are gonna be like, no, that's gonna fuck with your arches. You don't want to do that. That's gonna mess with your arch support.
Maybe we should write a letter to this man, too.
I think he wins Idiot of the Week in my book, just because 20 pairs. Like, honestly, it says over the course of 3 break-ins in the year. So that means...
All he had to do was check behind the counter. Clean Soles operator, Rob Wickham, previously said he typically keeps right shoes on display and the other halves of the set behind the counter.
But he had the cash register, so how did he didn't see the other shoes?
So how does he not just grab boxes of shoes? I've never worked at a shoe store, but I can't imagine they take all of them to the back every day.
That is the million-dollar question. If you had enough time to get in there, take the cash register, take the right shoes, and you can see all the rest of these other shoes behind the... Why would you not try to match up your shoes?
Why would you even bother with a cash register? You can hawk those shoes for way more than what you'd get in the cash register.
Now that is definitely true.
Yeah, because not very many people pay with cash anymore.
Nah.
For that amount. Not for shoes. Nah, shoes are expensive.
That's all credit. Mm-hmm. But my boy could have took that to eBay and made a killing. Like, just saying.
And one would have known.
It says grand larceny containing merchandise, blah, blah, $5,000. Is it really worth $5,000 if it only has the right size, the right shoes? Isn't it kind of worthless?
I mean, they're probably just factoring, hey, the set of shoes is worth this much, divide it in half.
I mean, I guess it's how much the company loses. It doesn't matter how much, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, of course. But it says containing that much worth of merchandise. So, like, he probably got away with a couple thousand more just himself. Because, like, if he dropped... The
and
backpack.
That shirt, you forget that sweatshirt might have been worth some money.
If he dropped
a sweatshirt at a shoe store, probably
that says, like, call my lawyer.
That's probably like 50 or 60 bucks.
Can you imagine? No, look at this mugshot. Can you imagine this guy wearing a call my lawyer shirt?
Hey.
I'm surprised that's not what his tattoo says.
It
might say, I don't know.
In my book,
it looks like he's wearing a prison jumpsuit.
I still count. That is a prison jumpsuit.
I don't think so. It looks like a shirt.
No.
It doesn't have an identification number on there.
It doesn't have to. It can be on the back.
Because he's a new inmate.
That too.
Have you not watched Orange is the New Black? They wear one color for the first night, and then they get the new ones.
No, I don't.
But I definitely think that he's my idiot of the week, just because, you know, like, after the second break-in, I would have been like, okay, so they're not going to put out any shoes.
He somehow leaves his student ID behind.
I think he grabbed everything. Why do you have your student ID?
No, question here. This guy is 21. He's in college? Or maybe still in high school.
Or is he...
No, he has to be either out of college or just working somewhere else.
He just has his student ID.
He just happens to have a student ID still?
No, I'm saying like he has to be, well, more than likely he's probably in college. Well, no, I mean, you could be in college and still have your high school student ID.
That's my thing, though. Well, I'm just saying he's in college.
You never know.
Maybe he was making an art project, all these right shoes.
It might have been his high school ID. We don't see anything. But the way I'm thinking that he had multiple bags, okay? Because it says $5,000 worth of merchandise was found in this one bag. I think, you know, he may have dropped the bag on accident. He had another bag, but he was already running. So, like, keep running.
See, this is my thing. Back. I'd be really paranoid if I was planning something like this. I wouldn't bring my wallet with me. I wouldn't bring anything with me except the bare minimum that can identify me later.
Obviously, why he made Idiot of the Week. If you would have planned this heist with him, you also would have had left shoes. So
I would have had somebody else's student ID.
So that too.
Maybe that's what happened here. Maybe he's
that's why we're saying allegedly.
Whatever, that boy took them shoes. He looked like somebody that want to wear Jordans.
No As you facts. Can see, he's kind of leaning to the
that's my dog
to the right a little bit. So
I feel like he would have.
He's missing the shoe.
Yeah, he's missing the right shoe because they took it away from him. That's what he's trying to do. You see,
he's leaning missing the left.
So
shoe.
What's,
he's leaning to the right a little bit.
What's the synopsis? What do you think? Out of the three picks, who's your idiot?
Go, Patrick. Still thinking.
No, Patrick was the deciding vote last time.
No, that's what I'm saying. I haven't got it.
Patrick was the deciding vote last time. So who
that really screwed us up for the infamous Idiot of the Year. It'll be nominated for Idiot of the Year.
So douching today. Gasoline.
I think that
it's the new Summer's Eve. It's the new Summer's Eve.
I want to vote Shell's for that Eve. Now, just so we can.
It's the new Shell's Summer's Eve. It is Exxon's Eve.
I think it'd be pretty hard to. I think it'd be pretty hard to give the award posthumously. So I think the young man with the shoes.
See, he's a deciding vote again because there's nothing I can do to do it now. I'll make it a clean sweep.
No, say what you want to say.
No, that's
you can still say what you want to say.
That's what I'm saying. A clean sweep. Stealing 7 right shoes.
Well,
call my lawyer.
Potentially 20,
and allegedly, and leaving his student ID behind. Does it give this guy's name? Yeah, what's the guy's name? Hold on.
Manuel Carlos Ramirez Godoy.
That is racist.
That's racist.
He is.
Hey, it's one of those ones that, like, when you say
or loser, would it be the winner or would it be the loser?
The
winner.
Of course, it's winner because, like,
Idiot of the Week.
End of year.
No,
Manuel Carlos Ramirez Godoy.
Congratulations. We have another person that will put money on your books if you win at the end of the year.
Yes, at the end of the year, we will do.
Then maybe you can get that
nominated for the Idiot of the Year that we will do here in a couple of months.
In about a month.
it's October.
About a
couple
months.
About a
month and a half.
Okay.
December. Come on now.
Yeah.
A month from now. At the end of December, though.
Yeah. Well, months. through December, though, I think we should just, like, be recapping all of our choices.
I think we take them all, and then we narrow it down to 3 or 4.
We'll figure that out off the air. Okay.
No, I think everyone on here should have a voice on how it's being decided.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Godoy.
Godoy.
Doy.
No, Godoy. That's his last name.
Oh, God.
Good day. If he was Irish, sure, it'd be good day.
Did you say bidet?
I mean Australian. Good day.
Bidet,
that would be British.
No, well, in Pennsylvania, it would be gas, not water.
Amish. It would be Amish. So, if we've learned anything from tonight, which I don't think we have, it's to not bring your student ID if you're planning a heist, whether it's shoes or not. At least make it worth it and don't steal all right shoes. Don't do meth. And watch out for those Google camera cars. That's the best advice I could give you tonight. If any at all.
So just watch out for the Google cars, period, or just when you're up to something?
Yeah, period, because you never want to be caught picking your nose or anything like that, maybe. You're like on The Office when they're on the seesaw when it passes by.
What's The Office?
Yeah, it's not funny when you say it.
Anyway.
Final thought, Sean. Or are we out of time? We can keep going. We have 4 more minutes. No, let's keep going.
Let's not.
One more idiot of the week.
Let's. Ashenix.
And the winner of Idiot of the Year.
We may or may not have a surprise guest next week.
Really?
Well, I have nothing planned. I was trying to have something as a teaser. That's why I said may not.
I was really like, oh, really? Who? Like, who's coming?
Me. We might. It's our Halloween show. We need to get something together.
Are we going to wear costumes?
We could.
Not.
I mean, we could just tell everybody we're wearing costumes.
Sean will dress as Wonder Woman.
Oh, man. How did you know?
See.
Wonder Woman.
See, and at being our Halloween show, we will review the new Halloween movie next week.
I'll be Xena, Aztec Warrior.
And we'll also, John Cena. Have you seen that? Like John Cena?
You can't see
We'll me. Also, did you see? He should have been a nominee. He said that. You said you can't see me to a blind kid. Accidentally.
Oh.
I can't believe I forgot about it. We should have had that as a nominee for Idiot of the Week.
That,
John Cena.
That.
You think he would come for our last show if you'd won?
That hurts.
Possibly Idiot of the Year?
That hurts.
Kid didn't even see it coming.
I bet you that. See, that's just wrong. Now that's just ignorant because you know that he's blind.
John Cena didn't.
Okay. So let's wrap this thing up.
All right. Yes, listen to us every Saturday, but definitely next week we'll have a fun show going on. But listen to us every Saturday live at 7 o'clock or stream us anytime at Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts by searching Next Gen Media. Also follow us on Facebook at NextGenTX and at Sports Page Radio. I'm Ashenick signing off for the Sports Page.
I'm Gasoline Enema, also signing out for the Sports Page.
I'm done.
Bye.
Find us on Facebook at NextGenTX.
Tune in to the Teapot for a taste of pop culture, relationship talk, social awareness, and more. Wednesdays on Next Gen Media.
I'm Sean Nichols, and you're listening to Next Gen Media.
This is Ashton from the Sports Page, and you can listen to my other show, The Late Night Sports Mix, every Friday at 11 o'clock on Next Gen Media.
I'm Lachey Simon, and you're listening to the Sports Page, only on Next Gen Media.